This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The 2013 election marked a victory for foes of hydraulic fracturing in Colorado, with voters in three Front Range communities passing bans or moratoriums on fracking. Later today, the city and county of Broomfield will launch a closely watched vote recount on a proposed five-year moratorium. Oil and gas companies say the measures create an uncertain business environment. And as KUNC's Grace Hood reports, they're mapping out their next steps, which could include legal action.
As Broomfield finalized its election results last Thursday, the scene felt more like Miami-Dade County circa 2000 than a sleepy North Denver suburb.
This is such a big strategic question.
About two dozen lawyers, observers, proponents, and opponents of Question 300 crowded into a windowless room in the basement of an administrative building, some of them sparring directly with clerk and recorder Jim Candelari.
There'll be enough watchers watching every activity. So one watcher... That is my understanding of the rule.
By the end of that day, the results seesawed from an apparent win for the oil and gas industry to a preliminary victory for people like Laura Franzkovich with our Broomfield.
I mean, there are other counties and other cities along the Front Range that have been planning for this for the last year, and we really threw this together in a couple months just because out of total concern about what's going on, we couldn't wait.
But they'll have to wait a bit longer because the closeness of the vote triggered an automatic recount. All of it adds up to a lot of uncertainty for Sovereign Operating Company, which has plans to drill 31 new wells in Broomfield.
It would shut down future operations for new drilling, which is where all of our investment and our activity primarily are focused.
Losing access to the wells could translate into a loss of tens of millions of dollars, says Sovereign Chairman and CEO Thomas Metzger. Earlier this year, he spent months negotiating an operating agreement with the city and county, which he says exceeds state and federal rules.
Certainly, we are easily a year and a half to 2 years off our schedule, and its economic impact is very substantive.
Banning for some of these smaller companies can be really significant impact.
Tisha Schuler heads up the industry trade group Colorado Oil and Gas Association. She says the measures passed in Boulder, Fort Collins, and Lafayette will impact other companies and mineral rights holders. COGA is already engaged in a pending lawsuit over a 2012 voter-approved ban in Longmont. Schuler says COGA right now is weighing its legal options. Overall, though, she says production across the state will not be significantly impacted.
The vast majority, 99.9% of all wells in the state, are still operating in areas unaffected. And so we're going to continue to work to engage our communities.
Hoping to build on the momentum, some environmental groups have said they're considering putting a statewide ban or moratorium on the 2014 election ballot. And that's not welcome news for Encana Oil and Gas, which this year revamped its strategy and workforce to have more of a Colorado focus. Doug Hawk is the company's director of community relations.
A decision has been made to have a presence here in Denver and in Colorado. And when you have these types of initiatives being bandied about, again, it doesn't create a good business climate.
Hawk says Encana is still moving forward with a strategy that will spend as much as $250 million in the Denver-Julesburg Basin next year. There's a lot at stake for other companies, too, like Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, which is the second largest operator in the DJ Basin. Robin Olson handles external affairs for Anadarko.
There's been a lot of talk recently about this changing the conversation, of really changing the dialogue that has been happening between the industry and our stakeholders.
Part of it will take place through a media campaign launched through a 501c6 organization created before the election. The group is called Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development, or CRED.
This is how the voters in those four communities have told us they feel. How can we take that feedback? How can we take that, learn from it, and be better stewards of our environment?
Olson says Anadarko is committed to making a significant investment in CRED in the coming years. Meantime, the group Americans Against Fracking has launched a web ad urging Governor John Hickenlooper to ban hydraulic fracturing. As more ad campaigns continue to be launched, one thing is clear. Coloradans are not done hearing about the pros and cons of hydraulic fracturing. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.